Carl here, West Side Gadget Guy. Thanks for listening. Just a quick one. I want to ask out there, how many of you have used a Hackintosh? For those of you who don't know or can't figure it out, a Hackintosh is any type of hardware that is running OS X that is not an Apple product. It seems to be a gray area whether this is legal or not. There have been several companies who have actually gone in the business of making hardware specifically and installing OS X on it. One most specifically, SciStar, was sued and went out of business for it by Apple. The issue appears to be whether the EULA that comes with the OS X agreement, the retail copy, it says that it can only be put on an authorized piece of hardware. Seems pretty straightforward. However, according to laws in the EU, since you have to purchase the product and open it first in order to get to that EULA, it no longer applies. So unless something right on the outside of the box that you could look at said only for Apple authorized hardware, according to the EU, you're in the clear from purchasing it and installing it on any type of hardware you can. Looking to get some feedback on this from you out there, what do you think? I could argue both sides of the coin on this one. On the one hand, I can see why Apple would want to keep this, other than the obvious money, locked down to their hardware. But by the same token, does stand to reason that if we had some more hardware options for it out there, who knows what we might see. Then I go back and say to myself, yeah, but you know, if we started having this on other hardware, you would just never get that crisp, clean Apple experience. And I think that is one of the arguments that Apple has had, that it's not about money, of course, but they say that for you to have OS X on non-Apple hardware, you would not get the true Apple experience. And I think that's probably true. One of the things that I find fascinating about Apple in general is when you purchase an Apple piece of hardware, there is an assumption that it's good hardware. The software is one thing, but you assume that it's good hardware. I also wonder, do people have that same assumption when they buy third-party hardware in an Apple store? Something to think about. Thanks for listening. This is Carl, the West Side Gadget Guy, also syndicated at westsidetoday.com. Thanks.